Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest episode of The Actual News. I'm here with Liam McGurk and Daniel Ciccone. Sorry I don't sound particularly enthused. I'm not going to try to make this whole episode about Kamala Harris.
Boop, boop. Queen. Queen Kamala.
Cue the video of her stomp dancing.
But
all the stomps are just prison doors being slammed closed.
Why do you hate black women presidents?
Let's start with this, right? If you just gave me a base set of policies and said attach any identity to these policies, I would make it a woman of color. That's just what I would do. Because frankly, it's about time. But let me say this. Identity politics has been weaponized.
Okay.
And not admitting that hurts minorities.
Okay.
And I hate to be the white guy who's like, I know what's best for them. But in this particular scenario, Kamala Harris is an example of how far can I push liberal America?
How are you going to argue with the third most progressive voting record in the Senate, Alex? So you hate progressive voting. You hate black women. Sorry, you hate
this
black
is just,
women with confidence.
Liam seems to be being unreasonable right now, but he's actually just preparing me for the next 3 months of my life. Because I understand that not liking Kamala Harris is something that people with smooth brains believe is a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
They just think that if you say anything bad about someone who they like, it is a net negative for society. And literally, it's like your head is a snowball. Like, you wake up every morning and you just shake it and you just have these ideas. And it doesn't matter if they make sense or not.
Yeah.
Because you work from home and you work for a company that, like, sends out a monthly box that contains toys for cats. And you know what? It's a rock star company. You guys are doing amazing.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, this is where America's at.
Who are these smooth brain, non-playable characters?
They all have blue checks on Twitter, and I don't. And I don't want one at this point.
Don't.
Because it's a mark of the devil. I'm sorry. I am off
That's
the
true.
Rails.
There's going to be a blue check Twitter revolution. Someone I know has a blue check, even though he has 400 followers. How is that possible?
Oh, Liam. Don't you worry. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's because he's fallen in line in some way. He had to prove himself to the big man. It's usually you reveal your deepest fears to Dorsey. They put you in a room with Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And you sit there and you say, I'm insecure about this and I'm afraid of this. And he goes, good, my son, good. And then he puts some shit on your forehead like Rafiki did in The Lion King. But it's a blue check.
And then they give you access to the internet superhighway, which they secretly passed anyway.
And that's why on Twitter, the top comment will be someone that nobody likes with a blue check mark who has 4 likes. And then the second comment will be like an anime avatar person who's hilarious and it has like 10 million likes. Because they bump the blue checks above people who just actually get like a lot of reception.
Yeah, there are modern day philosophers. We're lucky to have so many. Like, if you think about it, 2,500 years ago, they had Socrates, and that's it. He was the only one. He was the only one.
He
and
was
then
the first
Plato,
blue check.
They would take turns. They would go Socrates, Plato, Herodotus. Fourth guy I would remember if I was in smooth brains, but now we have so many at the same time, and that's what makes it so wonderful.
That is true.
You can.
Yeah, I won't get a blue check until I let go of my hate.
Yeah,
and
that's
true.
I
understand true. That.
Until you accept Kamala Harris.
Dude, Twitter is going to offer me a blue check for a Kamala Harris endorsement on November 8th. Like, what if, by some insane stretch of the imagination, I make the difference on November 8th, and they are just begging me. They're like, hey, listen, I don't think it's even on November 8th, but whenever we vote, night before, they're like, hey, we don't know how this happened, but we are exactly 500 votes behind your podcast listeners. have said that your opinion is the only one I've trust, that they'll trust. Previous to this, I had endorsed Kanye. Kanye is in second.
Kanye, he's hanging in there. They're going to trot him out.
They tell me, listen, if you endorse Kamala Harris tonight, we're going to send a blue check your way.
And that's and then first, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to do, Alex, we need you to do a hilarious comedy sketch with a fat unknown Kennedy. We have a fat unknown Kennedy, and he's running for the Democratic primary.
It's like the Morpheus thing in The Matrix, but it's a blue check in one hand and a Parler account in the other hand. Do you guys know what Parler is?
No.
Parler is like Twitter, but when you get banned from Twitter and you're like, I should be able to say wicked racist shit, then Parler's like, you can say it here. So Parler's like business plan is to have a platform where you can say anything. But right now, there's a place where you can say anything except for like racist shit, and that's Twitter. So what they've done is they've just created a space where people say racist shit.
Oh, nice. And you can still say racist stuff on Twitter as long as you just don't have that many followers.
Yeah, totally. But once, you know, someone finds it,
yeah, that's
it's
true.
Over with.
Parler.
Even if you delete tweets, people can just, like, there's trackers that just look at the tweets that you deleted.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And you can type them. But, yeah, are you going to get a Parler account?
No.
Do you think
not until I get removed from Twitter.
To read the other side?
Huh?
Do you think Parler is important so you can see what the other side is thinking?
To a point, but to immerse yourself in a platform that is dominated by guys who are like, why won't anyone talk about race IQ? And then when someone's like, there's obvious socioeconomic reasons, that doesn't have any scientific ground. And then they're like, shut up, ass, and just try to get like them banned. Like, it's just, you've created a space for right-wingers. Everyone has to exist in the same space and actually have dialogues on a regular basis to understand how to do them.
That's true. So you why know? Do you hate Kamala for doing her job? I mean, she's an attorney general. She's a prosecutor. She's
stump
supposed
speech
to
right
prosecute.
Now. Hold on. You have a one-minute stump speech starting right now. Kamala Harris for president. Go.
Okay. Joe Biden is a sickly man. We need a strong woman who's not afraid to see lives as numbers on a statistical chart. Kamala Harris, if you look at her voting record, if you actually look at the progressive votes, it's always like, give more money to the elderly veteran. Like, it's always for like a specific group, and you give them a little bit more money, it's ever nothing substantial. Regardless, she passed the test. What test does she pass? Does she pass the Bechdel test? Yes. Does she pass the black test? Yeah. The only thing that she doesn't have going for her is that she has her legs. I thought that they were going to go with this other woman who was an army, whatever you call it when you're in the army and you lose your legs.
Tammy.
Yeah, yep. I thought they were going to go Tammy Duckworth, mm-hmm. or no-legged Tammy, as they call her in the house. Because they have fun there.
That's what Trump's nickname would have been if she was the VP.
Oh, yeah. He would have been on the. He would have been crawling on the ground.
Oh. No, like Tammy, they call her. It just sinks his campaign. People are like, this is too much.
Anyway, I think that Kamala is going to be going against Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, not Biden. I'm so stupid. Against Trump during debates. And so
she's going to debate Pence.
Yeah. Also, Kamala loves smoking those doobies. Wagwam, smoking that doobie, smoking that weed. That's
she
why
has
she's
been
cool.
presented to me as cool.
Yeah. Maya Rudolph Blazer and Saturday Night Live. Oh, stop. Are you going to act like you hate Saturday Night Live, too, because they won't read your spec script? Huh? Huh, Alex?
Yeah, they hated my fanfic. They hated my SNL fanfic.
That's because you kept making them all make love to each other.
They're all hot. Everyone wants to see it. Yeah. Look, here's the thing.
Would you rather have Kamala or Pence?
Would I rather have Kamala or Pets?
Pence. Okay, why don't you do the one-minute thing? I keep talking.
A one-minute stump speech against Kamala Harris.
if that's your position, if you don't love her.
At this point, you just play a clip of Tulsi Gabbard talking for a minute at the debate. Like, there is actually Tulsi's, let's call it a bit. Her bit on Kamala was so fucking tight. It was rock solid and so sharp. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just type in Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, which is all the people at Fox News have to do when they want to convince you that this crazy person on the left is an authoritarian of some kind. Because Kamala Harris, as a district attorney, did some shit that is inexcusable. Now, when you're a district attorney, you have to do a lot of shit that seems evil when compared to other things. When you're just a DA, it doesn't really matter. That's your job. That's your function in the system, and I don't really blame you as an individual. Now, when you try to jump to another position, like President of the United States, and completely disregard what you did as a district attorney, it simply doesn't work. It's like if I was doing a set and the entire time you were watching me do a set, you just knew that I had massacred 8,437 people at one point. They're like, yeah, he was totally the San Bernardino bomber, but he also has, like, a lot of really good bits, and he's done good things since then. It's like Kamala Harris
has... The separation between you being a politician, yes, and massacring 8,000 people is, yes, one deep run into Dancing with the Stars. You just you get a fourth-place finish, and then deep down, people really respect you because they're like, man, how could he so callously take a human life and dance so smooth? People respect... People understand the hierarchy of having to deeply affect the lives of other people.
Yes. Well, you know what the other thing is? I think at this point we all just want an anti-hero, you know, sort of a Tony Soprano or Walter White type that, right, you can look at and go, you know what? Sure, he's a bad guy, but I still want him to win anyway.
That's right. What Trump, isn't it?
Yes, that's what people do with Donald Trump.
And people still love RoboCop, which... You know,
people only like RoboCop because RoboCop turns on the cops at the end. RoboCop wants to defund the police, and that would shut his whole system down.
You know what? I never got to the end of RoboCop, so I did not know that was the ending.
It's a satire about how corporate culture and cops are bad.
I fell asleep during it too, Liam. It's okay.
Yeah, I just saw him like,
and that's the problem.
Like, this movie's
with today's
awesome,
voter.
And I understand it.
I mean, look, let me be real for a second here. Most people don't pay super close attention to politics. It's like 5% of people that even gave a shit about the VP pick. But it's just going to be easy for right-wing media to run a gamut on this woman in ways that I don't think the Democratic Party understands, right? So for one, the play that you make with the VP pick at this point is you either try to capture the left, which is the 50% of eligible voters that don't show up to the polls, or you try to capture the center, which is people who voted for Obama last time and Trump this time. Kamala Harris does neither, because Kamala to the left is an understood, basically, bad person. I mean, again, the stuff she did as a DA where she makes prisoners fight fires.
Okay.
For not even minimum wage.
They probably want something to do.
There you go.
And then it's not even a skill you acquire, because when you get out of prison, you cannot become a firefighter.
That part is brutal. The part that you can't apply to be a firefighter afterwards.
So it's basically, yeah, the closest thing you can get to slave labor at this point.
Right. And I mean, okay, fine. You know,
okay,
there's points.
And that's one point.
Yes.
On top of
why
that,
don't you name
on top
points
of that, she had evidence thrown out that would have exonerated someone from death row. If any person voting for Kamala Harris had that situation apply to them directly, they would not vote for her. If that happened to you on a personal level, you wouldn't vote for this person. And again, I understand she was a DA within a system where that has to happen sometimes.
You gotta win. If you're you gotta win.
Just don't try to be president after, because people are gonna dig it up.
But here's the thing: when you say all this, it makes me not want to vote for them. Like, I'm already, I don't want to say I'm on the fence, but like, I don't like the DNC. I don't want to vote for Biden for that. Yeah. So I was like, you know, most people, I think, at least, would see her and be like, oh, well, it's a black woman. You know, this is great. Maybe I'll vote for Biden. But hearing all this, I'm like, well, fuck that. She's evil. I don't want to vote for them. So do you say this stuff? Like, do I post about how bad she is? Or do I just pretend like, oh, this is great because I want people to vote for Biden, because in the end, he is the lesser of two evils.
So my approach to politics is very big picture. And I think the best thing you can do at this point, when you really look at the entire situation from as far away as you can, is to be completely honest with everybody, right? Like, you can vote for one of the parties and still understand that both parties are basically working against you, because you understand that you're part of this system and you have to operate within it, but you can also be aware of it, right? So my whole approach is to be completely honest, tell you that all of these politicians are blood-sucking vermin. But there is a mathematically better choice that you can make. In my opinion, that's to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is mostly based on Trump's tax cut for corporations, right? If I have to look at something he has actually done that has not been complete media hype, it is that, which is cutting the corporate tax from 35 to 20%, I believe.
Became a whole lot richer. This is what I believe they caught him saying on video.
Yes. And then appointing Supreme Court justices. And what that does is it takes money away from poor people. And on top of that, it takes abortion rights away from women. And those are two things that I think are important. And if you're playing the tiny little what rights can I still have game, mathematically, it's better for you to vote for the Democrats. That doesn't change the fact that they're making irresponsible decisions. Doesn't change the fact that they are seeing what they can get away with and still win on.
So you're going to vote Kamala Harris because she's going to be the president.
I'm gonna write going Kamala to write in Kamala Harris. Yes. And I hated Hillary Clinton too. I voted for her. And honestly, it wasn't because I sucked it up and was noble. I'm not a blue check. I'm not noble. It was because mathematically it's better for me and the people around me. It would have been better if Hillary won for us.
I'm going to vote for them so that Ruth Bader Ginsburg can finally die like she wants to so bad.
Here's what would be hilarious. Biden wins and everyone's like, all right, we saved the Supreme Court pick. Then Ruth Bader Ginsburg just dies the first day of Donald Trump Jr.'s first term in 2024. 2025, January. What if she just lives for 4 years? Has anyone considered that?
Donald Trump Jr. does not have the charisma to become president.
He is kind of a fail son. But
he doesn't have the hair.
This is you assuming we're going to have the choice. The primaries are made up. Like, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you even have to have a primary. You just get to vote for president.
That's okay.
That's why if Bernie Sanders even won, they were just going to fucking push him out.
And be like, his supporters online were too mean.
They weren't going to push him out.
You want to hear a great media hypocrisy from today?
Sure.
So people have mostly forgotten about this because actual shit happened since then. But early coverage of the Bernie Sanders campaign, usually the only negative thing they could find is that some of his supporters were rude online. Right? Like, there were people who were Bernie people, and, like, someone would be like, I don't know, some blue check. Again, these fucking blue checks, they lobotomize you when they give you one. And if I have to take a chunk of my brain to get one, that's fine. I'll participate in the algorithm as well as I can. But
just need one more good tweet.
Yeah, someone would be like, we can't afford Medicare for all. And it's like, have you even looked it up? And then the blue check would get like three likes, and then the person who was like, hey, are you even fucking looking into this shit that you're broadcasting all over the goddamn country, they would get a bunch of support on it, and people liked it. And it's like, look, if there's a bunch of people who are speaking out at you, they're not necessarily bullying you. you might just being a fucking idiot. Like, I don't know where the definition of bullying got completely decontextualized, but it feels like there could be someone who's about to, like, jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, and people be like, dude, don't jump. And they're like, don't fucking bully me into not killing myself. Like, anyone speaking aggressively to you is not...
Yeah.
Abuse. A conflict is not abuse, is what I really want people to understand.
There's a deeper... Well, how would you like it, Alex?
Yes.
Like, because you say just stupid shit all the time.
Okay.
It, unlistenable. it makes me want to kill myself. But I don't bully you by telling you that you're wrong and stupid and I want you to die. I'm sorry. See, I let up and I said I'm sorry, even though we know we were joking. Because you know, we're hypersensitive, you know?
Well, look, let me just say this.
I can feel your empath energies. Our feng shui is tight. Our shis and our chakras are swirling around.
That's true.
In a big circle of three. We're all connected.
So what I will say, what I would counter that with is, if you've ever found anything that I've ever said to not be good,
okay,
you should kill yourself.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm going to do it.
That, you know. That's just where my policies lie.
Great. I look forward to deciding how.
Now look, if a guy like me can't have an unhinged opinion into a microphone and then export that as an MP3 and upload it to the internet, then where are we as a country?
And if I can't be a capitalist-loving neoliberal, which I decided I want to be
today.
It's
a good life. You should do it.
It's exciting. You know what's great? Yep. The American dream.
You just, look, the life of a neolib is wonderful because you feel good right now, right? You wake up every morning and you go, Joe Biden's going to fix this. And then you take a step and... You're like, and you know when you take the first step out of bed and you'll get like sometimes like your leg will be asleep a little bit.
Yeah.
You get that little jolt and you're like, Russia, ouch. And you're like, oh my God, fucking, this must be Russia. And then you get up and good things will happen throughout your day. And you say those are happening to you because you deserve them. And bad things will happen to you throughout your day. And you blame it on Putin. And so...
I'm just sick of Trump making our country racist. It wasn't like this before.
It was never like this.
But no one thinks Joe Biden is going to fix anything. Some people are just pretending to.
Yes.
And he hasn't really said anything.
But no one actually thinks
anything.
That.
But
that makes you... He hasn't said that he's going to fix anything. He keeps...
He has not promised that yet. We got to hold his feet to the fire, though, as people say.
Oh, yeah.
They love to say we're going to hold people's feet to the fire.
He's just
going to
go, oh, hey, I didn't get that in the mail. Oh, oh, did I promise student loan forgiveness? Oh, whoop-de-doodle, I forgot.
Listen here, loan forgiveness, what you could use is a couple push-ups, you know, just shit like that.
If you don't like it, you shouldn't vote for me.
Yeah.
President Biden, you're already president. Well, you shouldn't have voted for me, because I'm not doing it. I don't listen to bullies.
But Joe Biden, people do think he's going to fix it. Because our perception of Joe Biden is not everyone's perception of Joe Biden. There is still a section of this country, and where they get their information from is completely different from where we get our information from. So they may have noticed him, like, flubbing a word or two, but you can convince them that...
Joe Biden has a stutter.
How dare you? That's actually a quote from an actual person that works for Democrats, who we know, who is not bothered... to accept our challenge of finding a video of Joe Biden having the stutter he must have always had between the years of 1974 and 2016. You go ahead and find me that, and I'll admit that Joe Biden has a stutter.
Okay.
But
this is my friend. I hope there's no way he listens to this. We're cool.
There's no way he would have made it this far into the podcast.
Yeah.
If you think Joe Biden has a stutter, the second I was like, Kamala Harris is not perfect, you were like, okay, well, I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
He doesn't. Kamala Harris is bipolar, and that's why she makes prisoners fight fire. She has a mental illness.
It'd be so funny if they tried to own it like the Kanye thing. If they tried to, like, if they tried, like, Kamala Harris's husband just, like, puts out, like a memo pad post, like Kim Kardashian, where he's like, my wife is bipolar, and when she is handed executive power over this country, sometimes she's going to make insanely authoritarian actions. She's going to make decisions. She's going to throw people in prison that don't have to be in prison. And we ask that you be patient with us.
She's going to sometimes,
she's gonna pull through.
When her mania acts up, she sees prisoners as a very cheap source of labor of manufacturing in California. And so because of her mental illness, she will intentionally not release them on their given days of release until the state forces her to do so. And then, because of her mental illness, she will not listen to that at all and still keep them in prison.
Sometimes when my wife is feeling down, she'll take evidence that would exonerate an innocent man from being put to death and throws it in the trash. She sets it on fire, and eventually the fire spreads to a nearby forest. She forces prisoners to save her from. And we ask that you're patient with us during this time.
But to help with the sweet trees that she lights on fire, she also likes to light up that sweet blunt, right? She loves smoking
sweet,
those
sweet marijuana. It will not be federally legal, and we ask that you are patient during this time. The government, I think, should just really scale. Like, if I'm looking at it realistically, they need to scale back as much as possible. Like, the federal government should literally just be like a number that no one picks up.
So you're going all the way, you're going Ron Paul, like, rid of all the departments.
Yeah, I don't
just
know, man.
Just a group
of five
people.
I get called a lot of positions, but I am mostly libertarian in that, like, dude, federal government,
socialist.
Literally it should just be, I'm not in anything. I really am a you can ask me about my positions on individual stuff, but I am politically non-binary. Try to stop me.
I'm a communist tanky. I'm a horny little Stalinist tanky.
Yeah, it's just you just gotta be careful about ending up dead. When a bunch of people end up dead, you've gone too far, I believe. What was I saying? Oh, you just gotta roll the federal government back to being like a number. It's just whitehouse.gov. People are like, what is going on in this country? And you go to whitehouse.gov, and it's like, questions? There's a number, and you call it, and they're like, thank you for giving us a call. Leave your message here. And then the beep goes, and then you leave your message, and it just disappears. Like, it just instantly gets deleted.
Okay.
That would, because we would spend less, and it would make people feel better, because they'd think someone was listening.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Fire all the politicians.
Okay.
I don't think anyone is doing a great job. You know, people are like, I like what AOC is doing. And I don't think it's great. I like some of the policies that she represents, apparently. But there's a difference between trying to establish Medicare for all, a single-payer system, or at least something that makes a little bit of sense, and being like, tear down these European artifacts. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but she's hot, so.
She's so hot.
So
is Kamala Harris. Like, you picture her in like a Viking helmet.
Actually, I think Kamala's hotter than AOC, to be honest.
That's
Kamala
crazy.
Has more attractive energy.
She looks like she'd dominate you.
That's what I'm saying. Kamala's got the cuffs. AOC seems like, I don't know, man.
I don't know, you guys.
AOC seems like you would have an okay date, and then, like, later you'd find out that she just felt that it was, like, a really tense situation, and you're like, I didn't read that at all.
AOC's a psycho.
Here. Huh?
We need Mike Bain here for these, like, psychosexual profiles.
Mike Bain would have, the second you said that, Mike Bain would have launched into a possibly 13-minute tirade about why AOC's policies reflect what she needs sexually. Like, Bane is always just instantly like, oh yeah, she fucking needs it.
yeah, that many followers, gangbang.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, AOC and Kamala Harris are hot because they are in the room with some of the oldest, scaliest human beings on the planet. Like, again, like, I think other comedians do a good job of covering Donald Trump, but how fucked up does he look? If you just really, like, at a glance, fine. He looks completely fine. He actually kind of looks good for a guy who's in his 70s. And then if you actually get into it, you're like, oh, shit, you, like, have a spray tan on all of the time, and you have, like, a toupee thing. And also, like, dude, the way he stands.
Is it a toupee, though?
It
can't be.
The way he's,
if it were a toupee, wouldn't you get a better one? I mean, it's scraggly and, like, blows in the wind. I don't know. Is it a toupee?
I don't think it's a toupee.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
either.
It's just weird
just
hair, I guess.
It's poorly dyed. It's a bad dye job.
I think in his credit, he did do Rogaine, and it did work. If you catch it early enough and you do it correctly,
I did that.
Did it work?
You did Rogaine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got a hair.
I know. I had a widow's peak, and then it receded a little bit, which will happen. Sometimes you... I've said this before, but if your hairline doesn't recede a little bit, then it looks fucked up when you get older. You look like an idiot.
Yeah.
If it doesn't recede?
If it doesn't recede at all.
So when it started receding, you did Rogaine and you got your hair back?
Yeah. I didn't get it back. It just receded and then it stopped when I started using it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the Rogaine.
Or it might have just stopped. I'll never know. I don't care. I have a beard. If I went bald, I could shave my head. I'm lucky in that regard.
Yeah, that's true.
Liam, what are you going to do if you go bald? You don't have a beard.
Liam can grow one.
Hasn't happened yet.
You can grow one.
A beard? Yeah, I could get a beard.
Could you?
Yeah.
I've had a beard before.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You just grow a beard.
During pandemic, after last year.
This is better than political commentary. You know what I mean? I'm just enjoying my time now.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, you know, sometimes in order to have a conversation, comedians need to hold microphones in front of their faces. But it's good to talk about what
yeah,
Liam will
true.
Do in his hypothetical future.
Hypothetically, yeah. I mean, I kind of just, I'm already out of shape, so I kind of just want to go bald too
mm-hmm.
and just have it all work against me.
Okay, well, to bring it back to politics, can I change subjects or do you want to keep going with
you
the
go
Kamala
right
thing?
Ahead.
Okay. Do you think, well, first of all, when is TikTok actually going to be banned? Because it's still
so the deal
usable
is,
right now, right?
Yeah, the deal is that by September 15th, they have to work out some kind of a deal with Microsoft because we want a chunk, baby. Oh, we want a chunk.
Do we want a chunk or is it? Do we actually care about our privacy, the privacy of
both.
Our citizens?
Both.
Yeah.
Well, we don't give a fuck about the privacy of citizens. We give a shit about citizens' information being used against the U.S. Right.
How so?
So, TikTok, if everything is constantly recorded, then you basically have mass surveillance of American society.
Yeah.
Right? You have cameras everywhere.
Keeping up with the Kardashians, isn't that the same thing?
Their privacy is so invasive.
Yes.
They have that software that can measure out your keystrokes. Like, they know what you're even typing.
Yeah, so
it's,
there's...
So when you're not even on TikTok, they can... On your phone, they can...
Yeah, if your app is up and you're pressing buttons, they know what you're Googling.
On top of what we don't even know about, like...
Right.
There are some standards that companies have to use in the U.S. It doesn't really seem like it, but there are some things. In China, it's all about advancing China. Like, all of their businesses report to their government. So, this is not some company that made an app that's trying to just get marketing data for Americans. It's a company that has to give everything it has to the Chinese government. And China's right behind us in terms of the world power, and they want to take us out. And we know it. And if you ask me if we're already in a Cold War with China, we are. So
they just keep doing stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if
they would
just stop doing stuff.
They cannot be trusted in any way. Who in their right mind would be like, no, let China go right now. let them do their thing.
Why did it take this long to get it banned? Because at this point, don't they have years worth of data?
Well, our country is not built to take legal action quickly. especially not in terms of taking away freedoms from its citizens, and that has certain advantages and disadvantages. In terms of controlling situations, it's not good. In terms of controlling viruses, it's also not good. TikTok cannot be trusted based on the amount of data they take from you, stuff outside of the app, apparently. I'm not even okay with Facebook doing it, but I know that the American government will not hand that over to the Chinese government. The Chinese government is going to do whatever the fuck it wants with that information and then lie about it afterwards. So, again, like, not only do they have the surveillance thing, that's just sort of, like, almost like a loose point, like an abstract point about social media in general, which is that the fact that cell phones are everywhere takes care of the surveillance thing. There's some argument against police even having body cams, because if they don't have to submit their footage right after, which they don't in a lot of places, then you just have surveillance everywhere at your discretion, in the hands of the state. So,
what if I just like to watch teenagers dance and I like how it's TikTok?
Then you're complicit. You know what I mean? You're like one of the people that just love, you're just one of the people that actually love the Russian memes. You're like, I was just following the Russian meme page because they're really good memes.
Yeah, I love Russian memes.
I was reading some Russian memes the other day. I now understand why some people fell for it. Because they're really funny. There's one of a cat that's yelling at its owner to get it some sausage. And the owner's like, where's the sausage from yesterday? And they're like, I ate it. It's just like, it's like a big fat cat. It's super funny. Yeah, good Russian memes. It doesn't translate, but you'd be cracking up if you saw it.
I guess I get it, because Russians weren't allowed to have food for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, communism's the way to go. Yeah, so it's like, it's such a fucking mess, because the fact that the U.S. is making this move means a couple things at once. It means, one, we definitely want to have a piece of the action when it comes to social media. Like, the government's saying corporations are going to have a piece of this, while also at the same time acknowledging that social media platforms are a public utility. So the whole thing kind of presents a contradiction, which is that, all right, corporations can profit off of this, but also it directly works against our safety when they're able to do so.
Right, but at least it would be
in America,
an American corporation.
Now what I need people to consider is that the U.S. is going to use the information about you against you.
But they've always been doing that, so what's the difference?
So they're just going to do it worse and worse.
Just because,
and worse.
Just because China like went where even Facebook didn't go, and then so they've created a new standard of acceptable amount of information to take.
Yes.
And so now Microsoft is just going to start doing it, and that's just the new standard of information you're allowed to take.
Yes.
Like, there isn't going to be any rollbacks on information they're allowed to have of us.
That's the issue.
China was just like, you guys aren't even going far enough.
Yeah, China was like, you guys are fucking... I'm trying to think of an analogy, which is what us comedians tend to do.
Right.
But
I guess
just such underkill on the U.S.'s part to be like, we found out what you can market to our citizens and like just like the stuff that they're into. And China was like, oh, my God.
I guess it's like porn they watch. You know how you would have binoculars and you're watching an old woman undress from like across the street?
Yeah.
China came in with a telescope. And then the U.S. is like, whoa, 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 you can't start telescoping this old
and
lady.
China's just telescoping her pussy. Like, just like, telescope or microscope?
Telescope. Microscope is to see, like, tiny things.
I know, but
the telescope and then microscope.
that's what I'm saying.
The camera that's also attached to the telescope.
Yes.
Why would a microscope...
Crazy.
Oh, because you want to see it, like...
Times 100.
Yeah, super close up. But it's also far away.
See the cells of the pussy.
Because the thing is, you look at it... like, it's endoplasmic reticulum and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because when you look at the sun, it's far away, but it's quite large.
Look at that pussy's ribosomes.
So you'd want to have a telescope and then a microscope attached to the end of the telescope, and it would just be... like a long steel beam going directly into this old woman's window.
That's bad, but I'm so used to our government spying on us.
Yeah.
Because they haven't stopped.
Well, and how do they use it against us exactly? Like, the only thing I know that they use it for is to give us ads that we, for things that
they can't.
Like.
It's kind of like. If you start Googling, like, how to murder.
Well, right, but that's in a good way. That protects all of us. Like, if I were to Google how to bury a body or whatever, like, I would want, you know, that's
good
that someone
looks into that.
Do
you want everybody to know what porn you watch?
No, but who's going to, how are they going to?
They have it.
Okay, they have it, but what are they going to use it for?
Honey trap.
For what?
Honey trap.
Yeah.
What's on?
But who cares? Do you really care if people know what kind of porn you watch? Unless you're into some really sick shit.
Some people do. Do you care about people seeing a video of you, like, jacking off?
Yeah, that would be pretty weird.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They have that too because you sat in front of your webcam.
No, I always block mine.
Well, you're smarter than most people.
I would like the right to sell that myself. And that's where I think people didn't realize how invasive what Facebook was doing is that you could have sold all of these things.
Yeah. You have a right to sell. You can sell a video of you jacking off.
Yeah, that's true. You can make an OnlyFans.
Liam's OnlyFans has not yielded a ton of cash yet. Because it's just a video of him jacking off. And people's complaint is mostly that it's grainy. But like,
I don't do it for my fans. I do it strictly for my haters.
I do it for the belt.
I do it for my mama.
But that's the question. Does the government actually use it as, what do you call it, a honey trap?
Honey trap.
Do they actually do that to people?
They could.
But would they?
I don't know. Yes.
I mean,
of course they would. They'll do anything they can do to you to fucking stop you.
I would say, so Edward Snowden, maybe Julian Assange, I forget which one was first.
Yeah.
Published all the things that the U.S. were doing to spy on us. So it was good that we know, but now that we know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because no one really, like, what are you going to do? Not use social media? I mean, some people, I guess, don't because, you know, they're paranoid.
What you can do is establish laws that prevent the government from taking certain types of data from you.
And
we've never talked about this because we're growing up in the age where the technology is beginning to exist, and it's never existed on this level. Surveillance has never existed on this level. There's no principles. There's no social norms. There's nothing normal about this because we've never even discussed it.
But what kind of data would you say that they shouldn't take from you? Because porn, for example, what if someone's Googling, like, trying to look for child pornography? Like, that is something that they look into for a reason. Like, you know, a reason anyways.
Well, I mean, I would say that there can definitely be some level of... monitoring, like, you can't have people openly hiring hitmen either. Like, there are some things that we've decided as a society are not acceptable in general.
I just don't think the U.S. is going to turn into this deep authoritarian state like people are afraid of.
I think they are. Mm. I think they've created an upper class that has shown it is untouchable. I think from talking to you guys for the last 45 minutes or so, it has been revealed that even when we are educated about this stuff, we kind of just look at it and go, yeah, what are you going to do? Well, they've already been doing that.
Yeah.
They already fucking, yeah, and they're just going to keep doing it.
It's either you're ruled by Genghis Khan or a corrupt Russian Senate. I mean, not Russian, Roman. I was trying to do what
but at this...
it would have been fun.
I understand. No, there's balances, you know. You can have societies that are better than other ones. You can't really have a perfect one. In fact, I think trying to make a perfect one is almost always a mistake. But you can have a balance where you have a system like the U.S. had, at least in the 50s through sometime in the 80s, even the 90s at least, where you have at least a system that people believe in and feel good about, and we would have to reform it in some ways. But if you could wake up, have a purpose, say a job or a career of some kind, go to that, feel fulfilled, be rewarded for it in a way that allows you to live well, at least according to the people around you and the things that you see, then that'd be pretty good. We can get there. I don't think it's going to be perfect. I don't think you can erase the many fucked up things we've done. But I think you could tomorrow start making an effort for a better world. I just think it's fucking chaos right now because nobody knows what the fuck to do. Because social media appeared in front of us. It changed the entire political game. And a game show host... Kind of a game show, right? Reality TV show host won. Because he knew how to use the fucking thing the best.
Yeah. And he swooped in at like a perfect time. Like he wouldn't have been able to take out Obama.
Yeah, but he was social media. Like people are like, he's a master of Twitter, and I'm like, well, like he's basically like he's like watching football players in like the 20s, where it's like this running back had an unbelievable amount of yards, and you're like, yeah, there were no fucking rules then, like. As we figure this thing out, and you're like, all right, you can't post this kind of stuff. It's bad to post this kind of stuff. You get rewarded for posting this kind of stuff. Then we'll have people who know how to use social media in some kind of an actually responsible way. Right? Like, it makes sense in theory, right? It's a pretty good thing. Everybody talks, and the people who say the most interesting or most funny or best shit go to the top, and then you listen to them. It should be like a meritocracy. But right now it's all fucked up because the people in charge of it are dumb humans who are acting, you know, in their own. They're not like dumb, but like Zuckerberg is obviously going to act in his own self-interest. And that is not to make the best possible social media platform for America. It's to make the best one for him.
Yeah. I guess it'll be interesting because Amazon is making enough money to literally act as their own country.
Yes.
And it's going to be fun. Like Amazon has so much money, they can mess up other countries.
Yeah, most.
Without yeah.
Most of them. That's the other thing, like if you try to come after them and then they're like, "Nope, we already own Granada." And you're like, "Ah, fuck." And then they're just a Granada-based company.
Yeah, if Amazon starts figuring out how to make roads and and dams, which they could just outsource the labor to other American companies. American companies are fun because unlike China, where they have to answer to the government, they will totally act out independent of the government. In fact, maybe hire the government to do stuff for them.
Yep. So, should be good. Should be good.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. There's a lot
I saw a great tweet the other day, and it was like, I'm looking for a drug that will recreate the feeling I had after the Nevada caucus. It's when Bernie Sanders was just fucking smashing everybody else in the primary. It was a fucking landslide.
We thought we were going to have like a super progressive
revolution.
I know. Yeah. Looking back, I'm like, I can't even believe that I was excited and thought he had
a chance.
Because, of course, the DNC was going to do something to fuck him over again.
Yeah. Bernie was just going to end up like Chavez in Venezuela. You know what I mean? Turn it into, he was going to go, everybody gets $2,000 a month. Don't worry, we've got so much oil. Nothing could go wrong.
The whole time during the pandemic, my dad kept saying, you see the grocery stores? You see how empty they are? That's what it would have been like if your guy Bernie had won.
No, we have 9 different flavors of Pringles, and we hate it.
Bernie Sanders Lennon, that's what I said.
It is crazy that we have basically handed the economy over to a set of policies that will create a few people at the top and a ton of poverty at the bottom because we didn't want to do a movement that, if you went all the way with it over the course of like 100 years, would result in a few people at the top and a bunch of poverty at the bottom. Like, yeah. They don't even understand, like, the redistribution part would have been great. Like, I don't think it's even the solution or anything, but look, if someone, like, did the revolution in America right now and just was like, last night I went to Jeff Bezos' crib. I went to Elon Musk's crib. I went to Zuckerberg's crib. I went to Lena Dunham's crib. I just like saying she's extremely powerful. That's very funny to me. I went to all their cribs. I fucking kicked the door down. And I told them, give me all your money. And they just got intimidated by, like, this Italian character I'm making up right now. And they all just wrote him a check for their, like, net worth. Like, Bezos just, like, gets punked into writing a $180 billion check. And they give him to the guy, and then the guy just cashes the check somehow and just gives all the money to us. And everybody in the U.S. just gets, like, I wonder what the number would be. There's 300 million people. If you just took those four.
Like, if Bernie's tax went through, you know what he's saying?
Huh?
You know how Bernie wants a one-time tax?
A one-time tax.
During the pandemic?
A one-time tax. They call it the gulag, baby. yeah, I mean, they always call it a one-time tax.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if...
It's $346 billion here, $346 billion there. It's ridiculous. It adds up.
Yeah, but, you know, if you distribute that much money to 300 million people and we all get $100,000, that'd be cool, right?
Yeah, but those people worked hard for that money, Alex.
It's funny because...
I'm trying to picture what I would do if I all of a sudden had $100,000.
Is that the wildest fantasy?
Probably. I'd just probably like to travel. I guess I'd travel.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd all just travel.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think anyone would be mad.
Except you can't really travel right now. Nowhere's accepting U.S. citizens.
That's
so
true.
What would you do? You'd end up spending it somehow.
I'd probably just buy drugs and...
That sounds like a better plan.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Because you'd have no job you had to go to.
Yeah. I have no prospects for my future anymore that I care about.
We just keep printing stuff out of the Fed.
Yeah.
Be fine. The money's made up. If, like, you know, if you see something you want, just take it.
I'd buy gold. That's what I'd have to do. You gotta buy gold.
Yeah. Gold or Bitcoin?
I'd invest in gold, Bitcoin, options, stock options.
What stock options?
I would just say that Amazon's gonna go higher. I see the stock option. Yeah. I'd invest in houses. I'd invest in submarines. I'd build a submarine company called Liam Subs, but then it's not food subs. It's subs.
People come in like super hungry. And you're like, I'm super sorry.
It's like, should I show you guys the showcase room? What do you think? And there's just like wooden boards holding us up. This is.
And you're eating a sub.
Like, yeah, subs and subs.
No, like you just have a sub there. You know.
Yeah. And they're like, where'd you get that sub? Then I'm like, I'm not telling you.
You're like, Mike's. It's a place down the street. And Mike's just gets a ton of business, a ton of referrals from your sub place.
Mike's subs.
But the thing is, you need to have an economy that can support small businesses that, like, are ambitious and aren't too general and are kind of niche. It shouldn't be a super outside idea to a person that they could start a business. Like, a challenging thing, sure, but, like, you should have a guy who can have a submarine company. No, but, like, you should have someone who can have, like, I keep seeing tailors, and recently I've seen some that are closing, and I'm like, well, that's not good because that's, like, the place you go to get that done. Like, if clothes don't fit right, you want to get a tailor for it, and if there's no financial incentive, then people will just stop getting tailors. Stop tailoring their clothes. And your clothes won't look as nice. It's a skill. Like, it's the same thing if you automate everything. Like they're going to try to automate haircuts because it's going to be cheap. And you can get, like, a haircut for 5 cents. But cutting hair is, like, really an art, you know? People are really fucking good at it.
I think with automation, people are going to have to kind of be their own economies where you have a bunch of different side hustles.
See, that's what I like.
Because with technology, you'll be able to learn everything super quick. Like,
I think if you were to actually take like one beneficial philosophy right now and run with it, it would be to
beneficial or Ben Quick official.
If you were to make one Ben Quick official decision, it would be Ben would probably do a Thanos type thing and just remove half the population and be like, it was the mathematically intelligent thing to do. And you're like, God damn it. But if you were to run with one beneficial thing or philosophy for people to have, it would be to, on a mass scale, turn away from paying corporations for stuff. Like, really, really look locally. Like you can have a local programmer who invents a Grubhub that doesn't rip off the small businesses, and it won't integrate as well with an iPhone or whatever. But if you can, like, get in on the ground floor and start recreating what these corporations are dominating people with, but on a micro scale, then, yeah, you can build the communities back up. You create your own economy, and you just turn your fucking back on the government. That's like a form of a strike.
And that technology will be more ubiquitous.
Problem is, everyone's too cheap. No one wants to pay extra for locals, you know, small business products.
And that's a systemic thing. That's part of capitalism, is it has people backed into such a corner that you cannot pay the extra $20. You cannot give the extra 40 minutes for the delivery from the small business when you could just do it on your phone real quick, because you don't have enough time because you're working for money. So, you know, being in the trap but aware it's a trap is better than not knowing, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Because, you know, again,
depends
maybe
if you're happy in the trap or not.
This conversation has me all looking at trees suspicious and shit. Just like the world's.
Get ready, because from this day forward, every tree is suspicious. But, I mean, look, we know the deep state is listening in. You're very concerned that I realize that identity politics is a psyop. I'm sorry, but it's okay. The Democrats are probably going to win. You get to say that, like, Russia tried and failed this time and we're defeating Vladimir Putin, and then just give us coverage that says the numbers are down, that the COVID numbers are down while people are killing themselves en masse and being evicted.
That's something we should probably talk about more another time, is mass eviction.
Yeah, it's coming soon, so we'll cover that. We'll cover that probably next week. Yeah. But for the time being, we are at about an hour. We appreciate you tuning in. Do you guys have any final thoughts? Liam's getting bitten by mosquitoes. Man, you must have some good-ass blood.
Yeah, I've got that sugar blood.
Well, thank you very much, Kamala Harris. We welcome you with open arms.
With arms
begrudgingly
wide open.
And we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.